Cell 7, written by Kelly Drury and read by Rosie Jones. Martha. The door to cell 7 opens and I step inside. The chair stands in the middle of the floor, straps around it, waiting for me. I stop. Can't move. There's a whirring sound and I look up to the top of the wall. A camera's pointing at me. I want to smile at it, wave, give it the finger or shout at it, but I can't do a thing. The door slams behind me and I jump, give a scream of shock that I wish I hadn't. Don't want to show weakness. But my heart's pounding so much I'm sure everyone watching will see my whole body shaking with it. I stand in the gloom, not moving, staring at the chair and the straps. On the wall, the clock ticks. The time, a stunted electronic voice announces, is 8 a.m. You have 13 hours until your possible execution. The current stats are 97% in favour, 3% against. We will update you in 1 hour. Isaac. In his room, Isaac turns off the television. He takes a deep breath and looks down at the array of things over his desk. Photographs, documents, a memory card. He picks up an envelope. Last will and testament, it says across it, and puts the other things inside. He looks at his watch. 12 hours and 58 minutes until your possible execution, he says. Eve stares into the mirror of her dressing table. Her hair is done, but her face is bare of makeup. You know they'll bring up Dad, Max says from the doorway. Eve nods. I know, she whispers. But I have to do this. Do you want me to come with you? She turns to look at him. I don't mind, he says. She nods. That'd be good. Cicero. You're not a judge anymore, Cicero tells himself as he smears his face in shaving foam. What you think doesn't matter. Nobody cares. He wipes the steam off the mirror so only his eyes show, and he stares into them. But I know innocence when I see it, he whispers. And I know corruption. He draws the razor down his skin. Your time of influence has gone, old man, he tells himself. All you can be now is a shoulder for others to stand on. His stubble crackles against the blade. Weak, useless shoulders, he mutters.